Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So it turns out that when your name is Dwayne Johnson, you can pretty much get away with doing whatever the hell you want, whenever the hell you want, without a whiff of consequences. Let's prove it. I'm Andy for What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 WWE moments that only The Rock could get away with. Number 10, that segment at WrestleMania 32. We forgive him because he's The Rock, but the Great One's appearance at WrestleMania 32 was such an objective omni-flop that any other wrestler you can name would have been absolutely buried for what they did. Perhaps not as buried as poor Eric Rowan, who Rocky famously beat in just 6 seconds, or the rest of the Wyatt family, who were beaten down by The Rock and John Cena after the squash. But let's be real, if Triple H or Goldberg did this, we'd be absolutely bloody raging. And of course, there's the ring entrance, with The Rock lighting an effigy of his own name before spitting out a worked attendance figure on WWE's behalf, setting new records in silly bombast, even for him. Number 9, the vicious beating of Mick Foley. The Rock and Mankind's January 1999 I Quit match lives on in ultra-violent infamy, as The Rock brutally assaulted poor old Mick with 11 consecutive unprotected headshots with a steel chair, while Foley's hands were handcuffed behind his back. A terrifying scene made worse by Foley, who later revealed that the pair had only agreed on around 5 chair shots. And 5 would have been more than enough. Knowing what we now know about the damage of unprotected chair shots, it would have still been one of the toughest to watch moments from the entire Attitude Era. But 11 chair shots? That's an absolute horror show, and yet 5 months later, Rocky was the biggest babyface in the entire game. Number 8. Writing on his arm. Nobody has ever been able to figure out if The Rock wrote parts of his pre-WrestleMania 28 promo on his bloody wrist to give John Cena easy ammo ahead of their match, but it definitely gifted Big Match John first blood in their first face-to-face confrontation. Other performers would have been ripped for their laziness, but not The Rock. The arm script was forgotten about within a few short weeks, as one of the best improvisers in wrestling history proved himself Teflon to the potentially damaging moment. Number 7. Sing along with the champ. The Rock was WWE's undisputed king of catchphrases, and his timing, charisma, and presence were so strong that he, and only he, could get away with saying some of the dumbest verbiage in WWE history and somehow making it work. I mean, Rudy Poo layeth the smacketh down, turn X sideways and stick it right up your candy ass. These things are pure nonsense, but The Rock said them, maintained full credibility, and made them iconic. Remember that time Roman Reigns dribbled out that line about suffering succotash? Well, from his mouth, it sounded like the worst thing in the world, but if The Rock had said it, we'd have probably all popped. Number 6. Surviving Hogan. For my money, WrestleMania 18's match between The Rock and Hulk Hogan is one of the greatest WrestleMania matches ever, but it could have been a total calamity had Rocky not accepted the circumstances and reshuffled his pack. WWE had shaped the match around a confident Rock victory over the cagey heel, but it was clear from the ring entrances that fans just weren't going to buy into this. Fortunately, The Rock was smart enough to clock onto this from Hogan's thunderous babyface reaction, switching everything about his demeanor to that of a heel while beating on the aged Hogan. The Rock won as planned and turned babyface again by the end of the match, but this remains one of the greatest possible examples of calling an audible in front of one of the most raucous crowds in wrestling history. You can count on zero hands the amount of other wrestlers who'd have the same skill. Number 5. The F-bomb. While not entirely The Rock's fault, there are very few other wrestlers who could drop a live F-bomb on Monday Night Raw and get away with it, just like The Rock did in August 2001. Jousting with Chris Jericho while tearing verbal strips off the Alliance, the pair broke into limericks. Rocky referred to Booker T not only as the WCW champion sucker, but Shane McMahon as a silver-spooned mother effer, and whoops! That line was supposed to be abbreviated by an interrupting Stephanie McMahon, but guess what? She missed her cue, and out came the curse. Number 4. Losing 3 consecutive WrestleMania main events. The Rock was famously one of wrestling's most generous headliners when it came to taking big WWE losses. He understood that his value lied far beyond any damage done by a simple pinfall. But despite this, it takes huge confidence in your character and huge self-belief to allow yourself to take 3 sequential defeats in WrestleMania main events. Defeated but never derailed, The Rock was beaten by Steve Austin at Mania 15, technically by Triple H with a McMahon in every corner at Mania 2000, then by Austin again at Mania 17. Now, granted, these aren't exactly the worst names in the world to be losing to, but The Rock was all business, looking up at the lights safe in the knowledge that he was as close to bulletproof as one can ever be in the unpredictable world of WWE. Number 3. Wearing dress shoes to do the people's elbow. Even though The Rock would rarely stumble physically or verbally on television, he stacked the odds against himself when he decided to drop a people's elbow on the British Bulldog on a September 1999 edition of SmackDown. Why was that, exactly? Because he was wearing his bloody dress shoes. Bored of being a guest referee as Triple H wrestled the Bulldog, Rocky took both of them out, and with Hunter out of the way, he set Davey Boy up for the elbow. As if to exemplify how literal the phrase impossibly cool really is with The Rock, his shoes offered zero grip as he ran the ropes, but instead of slipping, he controlled the skid into a luxurious glide, reaching his target and dropping the perfect elbow. Let's be honest, I would have fallen arse over tit doing that, and so would you, and probably any other wrestler on the roster. Number 2. Hijacking Raw. The best recent example of The Rock seeing his allotted time on the Raw run sheet saying screw this and sailing way over it was in January 2016, when the Great One was briefly distracted by some cosplaying fans in the front row. Interestingly enough, these lads had actually been escorted out of the building earlier by security and told calm down, with their ringside histrionics allegedly distracting the crowd from the matches. Rather than hiding these people for the remainder of the show, the Brahma Bull drew specific attention to all 4, allegedly infuriating management behind the scenes, but at the same time delighting the live crowd and the 4 impersonators, who even got to speak on the show in a masterfully handed fan participation bit from The Rock. And at number 1, Attitude Era Insanity. Time hasn't been kind to the complete chaos of the Attitude Era, but The Rock ages like a fine wine, and even his weirdest moments look and feel as fresh as ever. From feuding with Billy Gunn over Mr. Ass's ass and wrestling Triple H while the two of them were willingly draped in plaster casts, to wrestling a match with Davey Boy Smith centered around actual dog poo, the Great One took these credibility crushing ideas and somehow pulled them off. Depending on the injury status of Steve Austin in those days, The Rock was the biggest babyface in the company and indestructible around silliness. Engaging enough to ensure match stakes were important, Rock never got overwhelmed by the ludicrous direction of the program, and in victory or defeat, he was an expert in sailing through unaffected.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.